So these come from the same people that are like, dude, your stupid AR-15 isn't going to stop, you know, stop an F-15 or the military. Now they're like, look at this one guy with an AK. He was able to hold off 100 cops. Which one is it? Are they the deadliest weapons ever, or are they nothing? And thank you. Somebody in the chat room just brought this up. There is actually an argument. Before I get into the rest, is here on the Power Brief and the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. I've heard from people who have interviewed firearms instructors, and it makes complete sense. That's why I'm citing this. Tim Pool interviewed a firearm instructor, and he said, listen, you would actually rather have Connor Betts and these people using fully automatic weapons. And most people would be shocked at first. And it's like, let me explain. Because if Connor Betts, high on cocaine, tries to use a fully automatic weapon, it's going to be like you see in the movies the first time. He's going to take one shot, and then he's going to go straight up into the air, and he's going to empty the magazine. You can't accurately use... People think like a machine gun, you just point it, and it stays in the stationary position as the bullets fly out. That's not how physics works, and that's not how these guns work. So the semi-automatics are actually deadlier because you get the chance to reset, and you still have your full magazine capacity in contrast to a fully automatic. That thing's gone as soon as you pull the trigger. But you have this idea outside of that, that this 2 weeks ago, and I'll say this again, 2 weeks ago, when this same incident happened in Philadelphia, nobody cared. It was local news. This weekend, whatever happens in Chicago, nobody will care. The young men that will lose their life across this country in inner cities through to gang violence used by handguns, by the way, which are used 141 times. Handguns used in 93 incidences. They were used 141 times. That nearly triples the 53 times rifles were used or carbines were used. But all the young black men and white men too that are killed in urban cities over the weekend, nobody cared about until the Walmart shooter. Because now the liberal press is like, oh, we have our case for gun control. We have that. We have Connor Betts. We have the white kid that was arrested for making threats, who lived in a house with an arsenal. And do we need to redefine the term arsenal? Because it's being thrown out for any idiot who has two guns and like 200 rounds of ammunition. I know the Chicago Police Department is like, look at this guy's arsenal. It was two AR-15s and like two ammo boxes. Are we going to have to redefine that too? But let's get back into this article from the editorial board of the New York Post here in the Bad Brief of the Crusade Channel. The last live radio station standing, 985-867-1774. Still looking to call out the name of the first person that takes my offer to upgrade or become a founding father. Faja. If you become a founding father by going to crusadechannel.com, I'm going to give you a free hardback autographed copy of Humility of Heart. I'm still waiting to call out a name, folks. Please, don't let the show end with that. 985-867-1774. Six Philadelphia cops are lucky to be alive after getting into a gun battle with a drug suspect armed with an AK-47. Well, why were they going there? Oh, they were going there because the people were using illegal drugs. That's the thing that's so stupid. The United States lost the war on drugs, and yet now you want to tell me you're going to take every gun in America? You're going to take it from people like me, who is a law-abiding citizen. The guy in Philadelphia who got into this gun battle, he's still going to have his gun after an assault weapons ban, you bunch of dodo birds. Of course, they're just writing on emotion. No one, particularly law enforcement, should have to face a gunman armed with that kind of firepower. You're making it sound like it's a laser from a Dr. Evil movie. It's a semi-automatic gun.